KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have a mostly cloudy sky, and it's 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon, a high of 82, winds south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall last hour here in Atlantic. Iowa's Auditor of State Rob Sand has announced there will be an outdoor town hall meeting in Audubon County as part of his 99-county tour for 2021. The event takes place Friday at 1 o'clock at Albert the Bull Park and is open to the public. Auditor Sand will be talking about what the Iowa Auditor's Office has worked on over the past year and a half and will be available to answer questions about those audits. A man from Georgia was arrested early this morning in Shenandoah following a disturbance at a convenience store. According to Shenandoah police, officers were called at around 12:10 a.m. to the Casey's General Store in the 600 block of South Fremont Street in reference to an intoxicated person yelling at staff. Following an investigation, officers arrested 34-year-old Aaron Micah Goodine of Griffin, Georgia, on charges of public intoxication and interference with official acts. Police in Shenandoah report also that officers were dispatched Saturday to an area in the 200 block of North Monroe Street for a report of a woman in an unoccupied residence without the owner's permission. Prior to officers' arrival, the woman, who apparently realized she was being watched, proceeded across the street to another residence. Officers located 28-year-old Jocelyn Coleman of Shenandoah hiding in a garage in the 200 block of North Monroe. Coleman was subsequently arrested for attempted burglary in the third degree, an aggravated misdemeanor, and felony burglary in the third degree. While being processed to the Shenandoah Police Department, Coleman attempted to flee the building and had to be subdued. She was additionally and subsequently charged with interference with official acts and transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center to be medically released before being transported to the Page County Jail, where her bond was set at $7,300. Shenandoah PD reports also on May 18th, an officer with the Shenandoah Police Department observed a person he knew to have active warrants walking past the police station. 38-year-old Lyle Francis Stogdill of Shenandoah was arrested on both Page and Fremont County warrants, charging him with four separate counts of probation violation. Stogdill was additionally charged by Shenandoah Police with possession of a controlled substance, a Class D felony. The substance was discovered on his person during his arrest. Stogdill's bond was set at $12,000. Police in Red Oak say a man from Nebraska was arrested just before 2 a.m. Sunday following a reported fight in the 400 block of East Reed Street. 21-year-old Brandon Sebastian Henderson of Omaha was taken into custody on a charge of simple assault. Henderson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Red Oak Fire and Rescue and deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. In other news, the Griswold School Board will hold a special meeting this evening at 5:30 in the conference room at 20 Madison Street. The lone item on their agenda is a discussion and action on releasing an employee from their contract. A semi-tractor trailer driver from California was injured during a rollover accident that blocked both lanes of Interstate 80 in Adair County Friday night. State Patrol says the 2018 semi, driven by 27-year-old Evgenia Olenkov of Citrus Grove, California, was traveling westbound on I-80 at around 11:45 p.m. Friday when, for reasons unknown, the vehicle left the road at mile marker 90 and went out of control onto the shoulder. The semi entered the ditch and flipped onto its side. Olenkov, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Stewart Rescue to Mercy West Hospital in Des Moines. Traffic had to be rerouted for about 3 hours while the interstate was blocked. Stewart Police and Fire assisted the State Patrol at the scene. Well, Memorial Day isn't for another week yet, but law enforcement agencies across the state have launched a special traffic enforcement effort that begins today and will run for 2 full weeks. Jeannie Sternbins, a spokeswoman for the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, said the familiar program is focused on getting Iowans to wear their seatbelt.
The Click It or Ticket campaign is a campaign that's done nationally for officers to be out there enforcing the laws and to remind people that it's easy to buckle their safety belts, and it's a great way to save everyone's life.
While fewer people were driving during the height of the pandemic last year, statistics show those who were on the roads tended to take more risks.
During the month of May in 2020, Iowa had 2,988 crashes. And of those crashes, 167 individuals were injured because they were unbelted. And as we all know, by buckling up, those injuries may...
may have been prevented. It's expected to be a busy 2 weeks as law officers statewide concentrate on pulling over lawbreakers to make the road safer for everyone else.
They'll be watching for the seatbelts, but they'll also be watching for impaired driving and speeding and other violations that we know cause
crashes. And the latest ticket or click it campaign will run from May 24th through June the 6th. Elsewhere in the news, firefighters from Griswold were called out early Saturday morning to the scene of a machine shed fire. The fire page went out around 5:46 a.m. following a report of smoke and flames coming from a structure at 13001 490th Street. Additional details are not available on that incident. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.